We started the Melachas Toichen, and we've been discussing the essential yisoid, which is that any cutting into small pieces is considered Melachas Toichen. The Shulchan Aruch hints if you'd base his mechadash that Toichen is also applicable to fruits and vegetables, which actually is a machlokes shoinim. In fact, Rav Shoinim hold, and that is no toichen when it comes to fruit and vegetables. But here the Shulchan Aruch is mechadesh that yes, there is. So I'd like to start again from Sifyut Beis, and let us see the halachas in greater detail. Hamechatech hayorok dak somebody who cuts the vegetables in small pieces. Chayim shum toichen is chayim shum toichen. I must emphasize, this is an example of the Shulchan Aruch going with a minority opinion. Rav Shoinim do not hold that is mechatech when it comes to vegetables. Shulchan Aruch is machmir, and he holds a mechatech yorek dak dak chaim shum toichen. There is toichen when it comes to vegetables. Vehu adin, and similarly also the also lachter goygris vechuvus mishlifnei zkenim. I'm going to get that in a minute. Before I do so, we need to see the bialoch over here. And we finished off, I think, last week's share with a question. What was the question? I believe we finished off with a question. Do you remember? We have the question. A general, you said it's a question when it comes to Toichin. And that's about the share. How do you define the share of Toichin? What is considered grinding? What is considered grinding? How big does a piece need to be? Define Toichin. We asked if you cut a slice of challah, is that also toichen? Yes or no? We're going to speak about the fact that it's en toichen, achat toichen, and challah doesn't have melachas toichen. But in principle, to cut an apple into pieces, is that considered toichen or not? Cut an apple into pieces. You slice an apple. Is that toichen? And if not, why not? How small do the pieces need to be for it to be considered toichen? Define. So, there's a fascinating bialocha, which helps us to some extent, to a large extent. And the bialoch over here on the side is Mechatech Hayorik Dak Dak. I'm going three lines into it. Ach kol zele in chiyuv. Havadin in Issa yesh lizoem oid bezeh. He said you need to be very careful about the Melechas Toichen. Tekvar kosa besef yireim lao memetz. Because the reim, he writes, Teshir dekusan lo noid alonu. We don't know what we do not know. We are ignorant when it comes to defining the shear of Toichen. Is it 2 millimeters? Is it 4 millimeters? How big is it? V'chein mashmah b'es Yosef ditzich leidin ha'heta ishlein v'tishas v'chatiches g'dolos mitzvah v'gayim yisoy b'chlus v'ayin sham. The Abi Aloha says we are not sure how to defend Melechus Toichen, and therefore we've got to be machmir. Ein onu bekiin. It's a very, very important Abi Aloha. It's an extremely important Abi Aloha. There is, since we are not sure what the shear is, since we don't know exactly how to measure Melechus Toichen, therefore, we don't know. We don't know. So you've got to be machmir. It helps us a bit, but it doesn't help us completely because... Pardon? Yeah. So therefore you're saying that. Well, why? What do you want to say, Chaim? Exactly. So this inevitably there's going to be pieces. You're right. Hey, I'm also bothered by that because there's also inevitably there's going to be things which is mutter, right? As Gideon said, to cut an apple is mutter, right? To cut very large pieces of in a salad is mutter. To cut, that's okay. So we haven't. it comes to a point that it's going to be questionable, and that's when the issa kicks in. But it doesn't really, we still haven't got a share because some things are going to be mutter. I think what the bialoch is telling us that if in doubt, you've got to be machmir as opposed to take on the kula. It's not pshat that as long as it's not toichen for sure, then it's going to be mutter. No. We say that if you're unsure about it, it's going to be also. So that's what the bialoch brings from the reim. The kvakosa besef yireim, the shir dakuson lenoid alone. We don't know. It's an important bialoch because it tells us the chumra of the meleches toichen. Okay, this is really really important. Now let's look at the Ramah again carefully. The Ramah says v'uaden similarly to also lachtoch goy grois V'charuvim lifnez kenim. The Rama says, it is also to cut groigras, v'charuvim, vegetables and carobs, lifnez kenim, before old people. Okay. You know how to cut small piece of vegetables for zkenim, for old people. Why old people?
They might find it difficult to eat large pieces.
Absolutely.
In those days, they probably didn't have...
Absolutely. The dental...
dentures, false teeth... And
absolutely.
That...
Absolutely. And it was very hard for them to chew at times. Very good. And therefore, it was very common that you'd cut in small pieces for the skenim for elderly gentlemen, lifnei skenim. So that's, the Rama says that it's also, why is it also? Because you're over melaches. Talking about cutting small pieces for skenim. Now, what does that seem to imply?
How are you going to eat it?
How? So it's going to be difficult. You have to prepare in advance, I suppose. Yeah, either give them soup and challah, yeah? Or you prepare in advance. But he says that otherwise, there's no heads up. But I want to know, is there a duke over here, yes or no? Is there a duke with regards to this Rama? Oh, very good. So there's a duke over here. Well, we'll see if there is. The Rama's words are, it is also to cut for the skenim, for old people, which... Rabbi Feingold is medayik, suggests that maybe he can be medayik if he's kenim. Yes, for old people it's also, but for younger people it's mutter. Is that a duke? What would be the swallow for such a duke? No, but we're saying that it's also over here. It's also for skenim. Michlal, for youngers, it's mutter. Oh. I wasn't meaning necessarily tinuk. It's skenim, anything which is not zokain. So there is perhaps a duke, but what would be the rationale to understand why for skenim it's also, but for anybody young who can't chew themselves, for them it's going to be mutter. And it's for us. Well, what I'm saying is actually Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says that this is only if it's kenim. Look at the words in the Bialocha. Bottom line, if it's kenim, I'm Mogen Avraham. Shekasa the mashman if nemish yochel las kach shori. So this is only for somebody who cannot chew. The isa is only we're only saying this is toichem for somebody who cannot chew like this kenim. But if somebody is able to chew, then it's going to be mutter. It's not going to be considered toichem. But the Bialocha says it disagrees. What's the pircha against this duke? How can you learn the Rama not without the Mogen Avraham? So he wants to say that normally you're cutting little pieces for zokain, and that's what the Bialocha says. Avelinias daiti says the Mishnah Bialocha. There's no duke over here, says the Bialocha. The nokat difneiskeni mishum ocha the milzer, because generally you're going to cut small pieces for zokain. There's no duke over here, says the Bialocha. You cannot say that. Yeah, for skenim it's also for anybody else's mutter. We say the Rama says it's also to cut in front of skenim. So that means anybody else. Well, it's just that normally you're going to cut food for skenim. Okay, so the according to Bialocha, there is no duke, and it is also to cut small pieces for young, old, anything. It's also to cut small pieces. That's according to Bialocha's understanding. It is also to cut small pieces of vegetables in front of anybody, for anybody. Continues the Rama. Vedav kepeirois v'chedoy melaze also. This is only specifically with regards to fruit and similar. Havol mota lefore lechem lifnei atan goylem. But what if you want to... grind lefare, to make into small pieces. What's a better word than that? If you want to make small crumbs for tanegolim, for chickens. Did you know that chickens eat bread? Chickens eat bread. I didn't know that, but that's what the Rama seems to be saying. Aval muta lefare lechem lifnei tanegolim. It is muta to make crumbs from the bread for the tanegolim, for the chickens. Why? Why would it be muta? You've got bread and you crumb it for the. Why? Very good. That's exactly what Rama says. Excellent. Very good. Because here officially is that it comes. That's the official name of Kofar and Tochim. Since it's already Nitchan, it's ready. It did go through the grinding process already. So Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. Here comes. But when we spoke about it previously, but here officially the Ramah telling us Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. Ramah hasn't come across it earlier. Actually, he has a little bit, but here's like the formal place. It is mutter to make crumbs for the chickens because Ein Toichen Acha Toichen, and that's why it's mutter over here. Good. We call ze loy meira ela bechoytech umeniach. It is only if you cut and you put it aside. Avolim leochlo miyad a kol shor. But if you're about to eat it, then everything is muta. Mitzad hava abir lechol miyad shor. Here comes Ramah with a hidden atomic bomb, and Ramah wants to mechadish as follows. We said that toichen is also. That's what we said. Think about a normal case of toichen. What a typical case of toichen? You take vegetables and you cut it into small pieces. That is also. Would you say that it makes a difference, yes or no, if you cut it straight before the meal? Okay, so instead of cutting it hours before, it's just before the Samuch Nasuda, you're cutting your vegetables into small pieces. Does it make a difference, yes or no? Does it become mutter just because it's before the meal? Yes or no? Naftali, what would you have guessed? It makes no difference. Why? Mr. the Melacha. And that's definitely the simple understanding. And that is certainly how most Rishonim learn. Tremor brings over an opinion. And he says, no. Everything that we learned that is also, we got some Melachas Tochen. Everything that we learned about Melachas Tochen that is also, that's only if it's long in advance. But if you're doing it straight before the meal, then there's no Melachas Tochen, it's Mutter. Do you know why? Because he's got a first cousin. Melachas Tochen has got a first cousin called Melachas Boire. That's right. And by Boire we find that one of the conditions is that if it's Samuch Lasuda, if it's the Alta, if it's Miat, then it is permitted. Boire Le Alta, it's one of three conditions. If you're Boire and you're taking something straight away, then it becomes Mutter. So he says over here also about Toichen, if you're doing the Toichen, you're doing it straight away before the meal, it becomes Mutter. And that's what the Rambam said. What's, yeah?
Is that why you can crumble the Matzah?
Yeah. Well, no, it is, anyway, it's already, it's Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. But the Ramah wants to say, I'm going with the words now again, of the Ramah, V'kol zeh, and all this, Loi Meir Ela B'choytech Minyach, this is only if you're crumbling, you're making crumbs, you're grinding it, when you're leaving it inside, Avalim, Loch Loi Miyad, but if you are making crumbs of something, you're toichen, grinding something, and you're eating it immediately, Hakol Shorit, then it's going to be Mutter, whatever happens. Because it resembles Melaches Boira Lechol Miyad the Shori that you're eating it straight away, and then it's going to be Mutter. Okay, Rabbi Isai, what is your thoughts on this comparison to Melaches Boira? Makes sense. Explain. Why does it make sense? Yeah. Yeah, okay. Okay, any other thoughts on that? So he's saying it's compared to boil, you're going to cut into small pieces. If you're just going to eat it, then it's fine. Any other thoughts? Rabbi Asla, what do you tie in it? You're going to do toichen anyway in your mouth.
That's something else, isn't it? I think boil and toichen are different.
Good, okay, let's hear that.
The actual mice of toichen is no different whether it's out or not.
Yeah.
The actual mice of boil is a little bit different if you're separating in order to eat immediately. Good from the
very,
it's kind of a routine
sort of. Very good. Rabbi Gideon, what are you talking about if you do bishul, melech is bishul on Shabbos, and you're going to eat it straight away?
It's never straight. It's not straight.
Well, you know, to make it eat, it takes a minute. To boil water, it takes. How long does it take? why is it different? Why is he going to say this? Okay, we are now basically touching on the machlokes of Rishonim. Because many Rishonim hold that indeed, he holds the mamash like Rabbi Yosli, that is, you can't compare Meleches Toichen to Meleches Boir. Like by all the other Merachas, we don't find that Samuch helps. So similarly also Toichen, it will not help. You cannot do Toichen just before the Oh, that's what the Mishnah Berurah speaks about. And he Taka says that if it's a Kli HaMiyuchad, it's going to be also still. Yeah, very good. Mishnah Berurah reminds us. If it's a Kli Miyuchad, it's going to be awesome.
Then it parallels Boira in the case of the Kli Miyuchad.
But the Gemara holds that it would reason. Why is it? Let's see if you remember Boira. Why is it mutter to do Boira in the case that it's Samuch Lachila? What's the Lomdus? Why is it mutter? Why is this Melach mutter? Why not to pick and do Melach's Boira just Samuch Lachila? Very good, very good. Because he considered the Ma'aseh Achila. Absolutely, that's what we learned then. He's considered the Ma'aseh Achila. It's all part of the Ma'aseh Achila. You've got to separate from the good or bad in order to eat the good. You need, it's part of the Ma'aseh Achila. It's an extended Ma'aseh Achila. So the Rama seems to be holding, the Rishonim, that Toichen also, it's all considered the Ma'aseh, it's all part of the Ma'aseh Achila. Toichen also, yes, is part of the Ma'aseh Achila. And the truth is, a bit of a moshel maybe, it's true that you're grinding the food as well when you're eating. I think you mentioned that, so that when you're eating it, anyway, that's really what you're doing, right? When you're eating, when you're loyes, when you're chewing, you're also doing a Melechas Toichen in a way. And why are we not saying, oh, it's Melechas? The answer is all part of the Achila action. And it's just like, and therefore, there is a svara to say that just like by Maise, like by Boirer, you're allowed to be Somuch Lachil, similar also Toichain, it's also a long extended Maise Achil, and therefore it's going to be, it's all part of Maise Achil, and therefore it's Mutter. And the Rama is Matin, that's really, really critical. The Rama holds that Toichain Somuch Lachil is Mutter. So in other words, if you want to cut small pieces just before you're eating, tiny, tiny pieces, which normally would be considered, and if you're doing it Somuch Lachila, after the Mishnah Berurah, the Rama holds that it is. Yeah. Does that mean you're allowed to take now a... Does that mean you're allowed to take an egg slicer? And...
No, because that's a specialized...
Very good. Absolutely. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Absolutely right. If it's a Kli Miyuchad, it's going to be also anyway. That's really important to remember. And a lot of people make a mistake here. That's where things seem to start to crumble a little bit. When if it's clean miyuchad, it's going to be also yes. If you're taking a regular knife and you're cutting something small, that's fine. But if you're taking a clean miyuchad, then it's going to be a problem. So what was the other example? I think that guy mentioned another example. Yeah, another one. What else did he mention? Oh yeah, that's right. A spice. What is it called? A spice
grinder.
Yeah. So that is. Unquestionably, that's going to be considered a kli miyuchad, and therefore, just because you're turning it, and the spices are going to go into straight into your food, just because it's somuch lachila, it's still going to be also because this is considered a kli miyuchad, which is also Pardon? Oh, that's a good shaila. Toichen on yomtiv, I don't remember. It's a shaila in its own. I forgot now. Yeah. Okay, I want to briefly mention. I saw a little bit of Poskim speaking about this. I don't see why it should make a difference. I didn't look into it because. Yeah. Somuch l'seuda, I suppose. Yeah, but I want to say that once we learned the Ramo, once we learned the Reim, the Bialocha, the Yireim, and once we understand that. That really there's a shaila to cut any vegetable into small pieces, and I'm talking about, you know, there's an issa, everything is, we have a chumra that we don't know what's included, and therefore everything is also. So once we know this, yireim, that everything is really, the principle is also, so it's really important to know, so the Ramos kula, that somuch la'achila is muta. But again, if it's a klim yuchad, it's going to be also. How do you do it? Yeah, so we there's probably a machlokes achronim about this, yeah. But I think that many poskim are matir in the first, anyway, because you're not making small parts. It becomes one big texture. Right? So that might not be considered toichen, but even if you are learning that it is toichen, then do it before the suda and it's going to be okay. Yeah. I mean, I can hear why the some poskim are machmir and they consider it toichen. Because at the end of the day, you are making it into. Yeah, so, but I might say if it's Somuch L'Seuda, it's going to be Mutter. Yeah. Yeah, let me just read those words in the Mishnah Berurah are important. In Tzivkot Mem Hei, which is what we just learned now about Somuch L'Seuda, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yeish mefach b'kinah lehet azeh, v'gam b'beis Yosef, Kosaf, some Machmin, they hold that some Bechlusuda is not a good Heta. As we just mentioned, Shavshim Mechav Lechol Miyad, Gam Kenizol Achtuch Hatichas Gedoyle Kisas. Tabiz Yosef also says that just because you're doing it before the meal, that may not be sufficient Heta, and you need to cut into big pieces. As we said, that is Machlokas as to whether some Bechlusuda is, it's actually a questionable Heta, but Rimo is Matir. And then if you go further, two lines, in the long lines, if you cut onions into small pieces in dag moluch with salty fish, you may not use a special hack messer with special designated knife. Because that may consider the kli miuchot. So cutting into small pieces with a designated, specialized keli, that remains also. Only a normal knife may be used, otherwise not. Yeah, otherwise, it's going to be awesome. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we covered this evening the principle that there is melechas teichin also with vegetables. We learned that to give in front of his kinim vegetables, cut vegetables, if small pieces, that remains also. Bialocha discusses the ireim that we're not bekin, and therefore all the small pieces are considered issa. We learned about making crumbs out of challah is okay for the chickens, because ein teichin acha teichin. We learned the Rama that anything l'somach l'suuda is muta, and whilst the Mishneh Berurah does bring many opinions that disagree with that and hold that somach l'suuda is not enough of a heta, that it remains the Rama is the ma'aseh matir. But we did say that a person should be very careful not to use a kli miyuchot, because that's going to be also an only a second ba'alma may be used. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Again, no shit tomorrow. Apologies. Back to normal on Tuesday.